Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, is there anyone else that would like to speak for this project? Or do we have anybody that's opposed to this project? Okay, we'll close this for discussion. All right. Any thoughts on this board or motion?
I don't see there being a problem, yeah. Especially because it was already an existing building. And we had basically three sites that were there previously. And I wouldn't have a problem.
Okay. You look at the contours, it's not feasible to push this back anymore. It meets our definition of it's an undue hardship on the owner.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion then?
I would move to approve variance 005B.
I will second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. And then we're going to move on to the next one. And just a reminder as we move in, because we have a large crowd here tonight, just to prevent from being here all night, there is a five-minute reminder of the time to speak other than the applicant, which will be on your top left corner, which Scott had already mentioned, but I just want to remind that just so we prevent from being here all night. We're going to move on next to 23-002A for an appeal. Trimble.
Okay, 23-002A. On May 9th, 2023, the Taney County Planning Commission did not approve a conditional use permit number 23005 request by Pete and Melinda Trimble, seeking approval for a auto salvage yard to be located at 893 Trimble Road, Pro Tem. The Planning Commission's reason for not approving the application was based on the following. One, the salvage yard is not compatible with the adjoining agricultural uses. Two, the salvage yard will impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding property. And three, the stormwater plan was not presented for the planning board members to review. So our staff recommendations that the Taney County Commission would approve this 23-002A, the following requirements shall apply. Compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. This decision is subject to all existing easements. Building permit will be required for all applicable structures. And then the Department of Natural Resources, Missouri State Operating Permit will be presented to the Planning Office for the auto salvage, which we have currently got in the file. So zoomed way out. For reference, and I think we all know where that's at, right? The Mark Twain School. You take 125 South to Elbow to Coker to Trimble. And here's the two parcels that were in the application. And here's the drawing that's presented to the Planning Commission. This area right here to the right side of this drawing is that area that was the little parcel. And then over here is the larger parcel. So here's the photos that were shown to the Planning Commission in April. These were April photos that were shown to the Planning Commission in May. And then here's somewhat the same location that was taken not too long ago. It's an August photo. And then here's another one I took in April. As you can see by the high lines, we're somewhat in the same location. April again. Another April. And then this is the most recent in August. So the actual cars that have been moved, and I'll let them address the amount and what they are, is in this location roughly here. Here's the location in the blue highlighted that they were setting in those April photos. So here's our new location. I'm probably standing right in this area here, just looking in all different directions, trying to stay in the same place. So this is looking back to the west. Then I have another picture to the west. Right here above this car, there's a little sign the DNR required, which is your outlet flow number one, and that's the location of that outflow for the monitoring. And then a picture, of course, standing in the same location, looking back to the east. And at that, I would turn it over to the representatives, owners, whoever's going to come up and speak.
My name's Melinda Trimble. I'd like to start by saying thank you for being here tonight and considering our request, and I would also like to say thank you for coming out and taking a personal visual so that you would know what I'm speaking about tonight. That Trimble property has been in my husband's family for almost 80 years. They homesteaded it back in the 40s. The boys have worked on that property and did automobile restorations in different ways over the years. My husband has spent our whole married life, the last 43 years, trying to build that property up and make it better. We farm on it. We have cattle. My son is the restoration, and what we're wanting to do there is Mustang restoration. What we have now, as you can see, we've totally revamped it. The DNR came in. We worked very closely with them. They gave us several suggestions on things to do, such as graveling it and automobile placement. We did everything that was requested. We brought the gravel in. We placed the automobiles that were left after we dispensed of the other ones in that area. Again, our purpose of being there is so that he can do the restoration. That's how he supports his wife and two children. And most of those cars, as you could have seen there, don't have a lot of fluids or anything in them. A lot of the motors, transmissions are gone on the ones that are going to be restored. We've been tried to make it very aesthetic so that, one, as you could see, everything has been moved. The plan was to move it there originally. It just took time. It takes a lot of time to get anything done in that area, such as the gravel pulled in, the area prepped, and all of that. The stormwater prevention plan, I gave that to Scott. We presented it to him through DNR so that you guys had a chance to look at that. Scott gave me your regulations for, again, because we have more than 50 cars, it has to be salvage, called salvage, which is zoned for A1. We are A1 as long as we can get the conditional use permit. The second thing was, as they said, we weren't really compatible with agricultural area. You actually have it in A1, which is an agricultural area for us to be able to be there. I took time to research some of the other salvage facilities in the area. Most of them have been there for quite some time, such as Stutman's, the one on 160, Highway 160, and the one in Nixa were the three that were closest to Taney County. And on those that have been there for a while, they have housing developments around them, they have agriculture around them and other development, so it doesn't seem as though they have caused any issues. I have photos of those if you'd like to see them, of the arrows of where they are and what's around them. And when I talked to Scott, there really wasn't anything planned in our area for any type of build out of anything at this time, so I'm not really sure. It doesn't really state in here why we're not compatible with it, or what we would be doing that would disrupt any additional build out in that area. It's just really two large farms and a gentleman with a cabin that is close to us. The place where the cars are placed now, as you could tell, they're pretty much buffered with a pretty thick woods around them. You'll have some people say that we're going to contaminate the lake. We would have to have a huge catastrophic disruption of everything that we've got on that place to even make a small dent of anything that would go into the river. None of the cars are old enough to have any lead or anything like that in the paint on them. Again, I researched it really heavy about types of pollutants. Number one to that lake in the arms is sewage. There's a lot of old homes out there with, I'm sure, things that have sewage and issues. And then boats. We had a lot of people that were fishermen that were saying we were going to pollute the lake with what we were doing. But every time they put their boat in, whether it's a two-cylinder or four-cylinder, they are actually polluting the lake. And so I'm not really sure what else I need to do to address this, if you have questions or whatever. But I tried to research it as deep as I could.
Is there any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of this?
Hello, Commissioner. I'm Dr. Daniel Snyder. I'm a resident in Pro Tem off Copa Road, neighbor of the Trimbles. Been familiar with the project since Mr. Trimble sold his property in Arkansas, and I understand there was some issues with trying to get all the cars moved, crushed in that process. And so I think that the concern about the aesthetics of all the vehicles there early sparked a lot of concern, myself included, in talking with them and understanding the process and the ideas that they had. And understanding the full scope of the project and what they intend to do and how they've made modifications to the property, how it's set back from it. I don't see any problem as a neighbor. I don't really see it as an environmental impact issue. I have expertise in this area as an environmental safety and health professional. I've looked at the property. I've looked at the outfall. I understand they've talked with DNR, some of these ideas. I've seen many sites, many salvage sites, done audits and inspections and things of this nature, and the way that I see them set up now is really a fairly good manufacturing process. They have everything organized. They have fluid retention. They have all the things that I would see in any manufacturing or any other kind of organization that would be regulated with these kinds of ideas. What I see is a gentleman that's collected a lot of Mustangs over the years, and in his retirement is looking to plan to create something with it. And so instead of these things going to landfall or going to a larger carbon footprint from an environmental standpoint, I think restoration and making a product and something out of this is good for the environment. It's good for Pro Tem. It's good for their family. I think it's a noble cause. They've invested heavily in the facilities, and so the equipments, the jacks, all the tools, all the things that they have in place to restore these vehicles. I'm unclear what the total lifespan of the project may be, but I can tell you that the word salvage yard, you know, might seem a loaded term. I see this more as a restoration facility, more than actually a junkyard or a salvage yard or an eyesore. I don't see it as an attractive nuisance. They've done well with covering that up from those neighbor sites as far as a building place. It is very rural. I come from rural farm country. We see a lot of old equipment, farm equipment, and stuff like that around all the time. So I think that way they have it set up, the way they intend to use it, the way I understand the Trimbles, they've been in that land. They care for the environment. I've not known them to be sloppy in their practices. They're very neat and tidy as neighbors and the things that they do there. So I'm just here to testify and provide my support as a neighbor to suggest that, and with some professional expertise, to suggest that it's a well-run and well-designed facility for what it is. And I pray to the commission to reconsider and allow this to happen. Thank you.
I have a question, sir.
Yes.
Where's your property in relation to there?
Yes, my property is south off Coca Road. And so,
here's the property in question, yeah?
Right.
So my property comes Coca Road, and then right now